In our last chabura, we discussed more items, more klei seuda, or things that are actually not such klei seuda, because they're used early on in the cooking food preparation process, such as a sieve or flour sifter, which Rav Shlomo Zalman says doesn't do any tikkun, so it must be patur just like a sakin shel shechita, and how there is still a machloket achronim by many of these things in line with the shach and taz that we spoke about. That goes for the meat thermometer. It doesn't do any tikkun at all, according to the CRC, whereas other kashrut organizations think that it's a minor tikkun. It touches the food along the way, and therefore it would be chayav itzvilah without a beracha. Coffee grinders, nut crackers, can openers, all these things more or less don't do anything. The coffee grinder does the most, but in many of those cases, either it's not chayav at all, according to many posekim, or at most, chayav, without a beracha. For sure, dentures do not require any tevilah at all. The biggest topic that we spoke about was storage containers. It was a machloket between the Beit Yehuda and the Beit David. And it's machloket achronim what to do. Some say tevilah with a beracha in Baghdad at the Ben Ishchai. Some say tevilah without a beracha, that's Rav Ovadia, and many others. And even then, Rav Ovadia says, Hamekel yishto amal l'smoch, not to do tevilah at all, because at the end of the day, a storage container doesn't affect any change. Some say storage containers are patur, whereas many say to at least do without a beracha if possible. This leads us to discuss refrigerator shelves, or other things which, if they're made of the right material, and, you know, you never know what will happen, especially in the industry, might require tevilat kelim.